The United States has claimed a new victory in the long-running war on the Islamic State group. The leader of ISIS died last night when American commandos raided his hideout in Syria. Foreign correspondent Nick Schifrin begins our coverage.
In northwest Syria, this is all that's left of what U.S. officials call ISIS in Iraq and Syria's effective command center, and where, overnight, U.S. Special Operations Forces conducted a raid that ended in the death of leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi, also known as Haji Abdullah.
Last night's operation took a major terrorist leader off the battlefield, and it sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
Senior U.S. officials say when U.S. and mostly Kurdish allied troops arrived, they announced their presence to capture al-Qureshi. Instead, he detonated a bomb, collapsing the top floor and killing his family.
He chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
After daybreak, local cameramen filmed the building's second floor, where U.S. officials say a senior ISIS lieutenant and his wife fought back using children as shields. Landlord Abu Ahmed walked through the damaged home.
This guy lived here for 11 months. I didn't see anything suspicious or notice anything. He would come and pay the rent and leave.
During the raid, gunmen affiliated with a local branch of al-Qaeda engaged the U.S. soldiers and were killed. Outside the house, signs of a firefight and the roof destroyed by al-Qureshi's bomb.
Around 1 a.m., we heard a loud sound. I opened the window and then went outside. The first thing I thought was that it was a car bomb, but then I looked up and saw helicopters. They passed above our home and came here.
Ahead of the raid, U.S. officials say they rejected a plan to bomb the site from the air because it would have killed too many civilians. The U.S. blamed all the civilians killed on al-Qureshi's bomb and the second-floor firefight. Central Command Chief General Frank McKenzie spoke this afternoon on a virtual briefing.
The mission was carefully designed and we believe very effective at minimizing harm to non-combatants. But as always, we'll look into whether any unintended harm resulted from U.S. actions.
U.S. officials say one helicopter that took part in the raid went down with a mechanical problem. U.S. forces destroyed it nearby. But otherwise, a senior U.S. official said, quote, everything ran according to clockwork. Officials said they confirmed al-Qureshi's location in December, and President Biden provided the final order on Tuesday morning. Last night, he watched the raid unfold in the Situation Room, briefed live by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley from the Pentagon. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
They're leaderless today, and that's a significant blow. This is not something that we believe ISIS is going to be able to just get over real quickly and real easily.
Al-Qureshi became a senior ISIS leader in 2014 and took over in 2019 from Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi after he killed himself in a U.S. raid in the same part of Syria. Officials call al-Qureshi the driving force behind what the U.S. labeled a genocide of the Yazidi ethnic minority in northern Iraq. He was a mysterious figure rarely seen in photos. He never recorded messages for ISIS foot soldiers, and U.S. officials say he communicated by courier. But the U.S. says he personally directed operations in Syria and Iraq, including last week's assault on a prison in northeast Syria. It was the largest ISIS attack in years. Allied mostly Kurdish troops and American troops had to fight back for days to maintain prison control. And U.S. officials say Qureshi provided inspiration for the ISIS fighters responsible for attacks in Afghanistan and for a resurgence in sub-Saharan Africa.
I do think it makes it harder for them to come up with an integrated global approach. And I think what you're going to see is a continued devolvement to the regional level of these organizations. When you don't have a central core that can disperse money and share money among competing franchises, it makes it harder for them to be resourced.
It was a risky raid that won't stop ISIS's ideology, but eliminates its most senior leader. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.